info. We are learning from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the introduction to the book of Zohar. We are now in item 61.
Yeah, let's keep going. We don't have a lot left. 5 pages until we're done with the introduction, but it's very important pages that is still worth being concentrated on what's written in them, because they are actually speaking about what is very relevant for our times. Let's keep going.
The introduction to the book of Zohar, we are in item 61. Accordingly, the question arises, why was the Zohar not revealed to the early generations, whose merit was undoubtedly greater than the latter ones, and who were more worthy of it? We must also ask, why was the commentary on the book of Zohar not revealed before the Ari, the time of the Ari, and not to the Kabbalists that preceded him?
We see especially how clogged we are. We don't want anything. We just want all the corporeal pleasures. We don't care about spirituality, not eternality. Just give me here now what you got, and I'll fill myself, and except for that, I don't care about anything. All in all, our qualities, the tiny egoistic qualities like children, we just want to be to be sufficient with a bit. We don't care about looking far ahead, about anything. Humanity is really, the more it advances, the more and more it becomes like less. And that's why the question is, the book of Zohar, the great writings of the Kabbalists that were revealed in the previous generations, why weren't they revealed to everybody? They were just revealed to a few single people. And at our times, where none of us, as much as we're publishing it, nobody wants to come close to these sources that are speaking about the essence of life, the purpose of life, that even 100 or 200 years ago, there were still people that were interested in it way more than us. Today, it's nothing. Nothing.
As Mausim.
So what do you do? Please. For now, it's a question mark.
And the most perplexing question, why were the commentaries on the words of the Ari and on the words of the Zohar not revealed since the days of the Ari through our generation? The question is the generation worthy? And the answer is that during the 6,000 years of its existence, the world is like one partzuf, divided into 3/3, Rosh Toch Sof, meaning Chabad Chagat Nehi. This is what our sages wrote, 2 millennia of Tohu, 2 millennia of Torah, and 2 millennia of the days of the Messiah.
Meaning that all in all, our spiritual development of the world includes 6,000 degrees, which are called years. And in those 6,000 degrees, there's a division to 2,000, 2,000, and 2,000. And now he explains, it's like one patsuf, which is Chabad Chagat Nei. We are at the end of all this development, at the end of the Nahi, of the whole patsuf of reality, of the world. Yeah?
In the first 2 millennia, considered Rosh and Chabad, the lights were very small. They were regarded as Rosh without a guf, having only lights of nefesh. This is because there is an inverse relation between lights and kelim. vessels. In the kelim, the rule is that the first kelim grow in first in each potsuf. And in the lights, it is the opposite. The smaller lights dress in the potsuf first. Thus, as long as the upper parts are in the kelim of Chabad, only the lights of Nefesh dress there, which are the smallest lights. This is why it's written about the first two millennia that they are regarded as Tohu. And in the second two millennia of the world, which are Kelim of Chagat, the light of Ruach descends and clothes in the world, which is considered Torah. This is why it is said about the two middle millennia that they are Torah. And the last two millennia are Kelim of Nehim. Therefore, at that time, the light of Neshama dresses in the world, which is the greater light. Hence, they are the days of the Messiah. This is also the conduct in each particular potsuf. In its kelim of Chabad Chagat through its chazeh, the lights are covered and do not begin to shine. Disclosed chasadim, meaning the revelation of the illumination of the upper chokhmah occurs only from the chazeh down in its nehim. This is the reason that before the kelim of Nehim began to show in the potsuf of the world, which are the last two millennia, the wisdom of the Zohar in general and the wisdom of Kabbalah in particular were hidden from the world. But during the time of the Ari, when the time of the completion of the kelim below the chazeh had drawn closer, the light of the upper chokhmah was revealed in the world through the soul of the godly Rabbi Isaac Luria, the Ari, who was ready to receive that great light. Hence, he revealed the essentials in the Book of Zohar and in the wisdom of Kabbalah until he overshadowed all his predecessors. Yet, since these kelim were not yet completed, since he passed away in 1572, the world was not yet worthy of discovering his words, and his words were known only to a chosen few who were not permitted to tell them to the world. Now, in our generation, since we are nearing the end of the last two millennia, we were given permission to reveal his words and the words of the Zohar in the world to a great extent. Thus, from our generation onward, the words of the Zohar will become increasingly revealed in the world until the full measure is revealed by the will of the Creator.
Except for Kiev, I don't see anybody who wants to ask. Well, let's hear what he wants, and then maybe we'll read it again.
Да-да, дорогой Раф, а что здесь имеется в виду, что...
Yes, dear Rav, what's the meaning here that in the time of the Ari, the wisdom became revealed like this?
Bala Sulam writes here that the world has 6,000 years, 2,000, 2,000, and 2,000. During the 6,000 years, what are the differences the world go through? It goes through a development of the ego. The ego grows. It grows by the light that bestows upon it from above. That's why throughout the 6,000 years, every generation becomes more and more egoistic. That's why it supposedly is further away from spirituality. That's why we have 2,000 years, which are the first, which is the development, a small development, but there were people there that were closer to spirituality, supposedly, afterwards, the next 2,000 years, when the wisdom of Kabbalah is revealed, the book of Zohar, and the final 2,000 years, which we are at their end, that the will to receive in people lessens and yearns for really the tiniest things. There are no great Kabbalists, only few like Baal HaSulam and Rabash, or before him it was the Ramchal, Baal Shem Tov, and the Ari, of course, which is the foundation of the wisdom of Kabbalah, our current wisdom of Kabbalah. That's it. Let's read it again, Amit.
61.
Yeah.
So again, we are in item 61. Accordingly, the question arises, why was the Zohar not revealed to the early generations, whose merit was undoubtedly greater than the latter ones, and who were more worthy of it? We must also ask, why was the commentary on the Book of Zohar not revealed before the time of the Ari, and not to the Kabbalists that preceded him? And the most perplexing question, why were the commentaries on the words of the Ari and on the words of the Zohar not revealed since the days of the Ari through our generation? The question is the generation ready, worthy? And the answer is that during the 6,000 years of its existence, the world is like one partzuf divided into three thirds, rosh toch sof, meaning Chabad Chagat Nehi. This is what our sages wrote, 2 millennia of Tohu, 2 millennia of Torah, and 2 millennia of the days of the Messiah.
Meaning this whole process is divided into 6,000 years, from Adam Rishon until the end of correction, 6,000 years. That is one partzuf, Rosh Toch Sof, Chabad Chagat Nehi. Then he starts counting these years from the Rosh, which is the first 2,000, then the Toch is the second 2,000, and the Sof is the third 2,000 within the partzuf of the soul. Yes?
In the first 2 millennia, considered Rosh and Chabad, the lights were very small. They were regarded as Rosh without a guf, having only lights of nefesh. This is because there is an inverse relation between lights and vessels. In the Kelim, the rule is that the first Kelim grow first in each Partzuf, and in the lights, it's the opposite. The smaller lights dress in the Partzuf first. Thus, as long as only the upper parts are in the Kelim of Chabad, only lights of Nefesh dress there, which are the smallest lights. This is why it's written about the first 2 millennia that they are regarded as Tohu. And in the second 2 millennia of the world, which are Kelim of Chagat, the light of Ruach descends and clothes in the world, which is considered Torah. This is why it is said about the two middle millennia that they are Torah, and the last two millennia are Kelim of Nehim. Therefore, at that time, the light of Neshama dresses in the world, which is the greater light. Hence, they are the days of the Messiah. This is also the conduct in each particular Pratzuf. In its Kelim of Chabad Chagat through its Chazeh, the lights are covered and do not begin to shine, disclosed Chasadim, meaning the revelation of the illumination of the upper Chokhmah, occurs only from the Chazeh down. In its Nehim. This is the reason that before the Kelim of Nehim began to show in the Potsuf of the world, which are the last two millennia, the wisdom of the Zohar in general and the wisdom of Kabbalah in particular were hidden from the world. But during the time of the Ari, when the time of the completion of the Kelim below the Chazeh had drawn closer, the light of the upper Chokhmah was revealed in the world through the soul of the godly Rabbi Isaac Luria, the Ari, who was ready to receive that great light. Hence he revealed the essentials in the book of Zohar and in the wisdom of Kabbalah, until he overshadowed all his predecessors. Yet, since these Kelim were not yet completed, since he passed away in 1572, the world was not yet worthy of discovering his words, and his words were known only to a chosen few who were not permitted to tell them to the world. Now in our generation, since we are nearing the end of the last two millennia, we were given permission to reveal his words and the words of the Zohar in the world to a great extent. Thus, from our generation onwards, the words of the Zohar will become increasingly revealed in the world until the full measure is revealed by the will of the Creator.
No. Me, child.
Well, who will ask? So, let's start from Latin. Latin 7.
Gracias, Rab. Las correcciones que se hicieron antes de nuestro tiempo en el Rosh, el Toxin.
The corrections that happened in the time of the Rosh and the Toch, according to what Baslam explains, they are the corrections that only Kabbalists did, or all of humanity, according to the order of these periods?
Of course, that all of humanity is included in all the corrections, and each and every one, by participating, even if they don't understand in what exactly and what they're doing, but everybody's advancing towards Gemar Tikkun. Yes.
Turkey 7.
Turkey 7.
Good morning, dear Rob. Good morning, dear friends. A question from our 10. What is the inverse relationship between vessel and light? Thank you.
In the higher vessels, the small lights enter, until the coarse egoistic vessels appear in the Potsuf, then the higher lights appear. But they appear in the higher vessels. Let's say we have coarseness of the root, so the light of Nefesh is revealed. Then the coarseness of phase one is revealed, so the light of Ruach is revealed. But not that the light of Ruach being revealed in Malchut, that invites the lights, but the light of Nefesh will be revealed in Malchut and the light of Ruach in the new vessel that was added to the Patsuf. That will be the light of Zeranpin. Meaning there's an opposite value between lights and vessels, because in the vessels clothe the higher lights to the higher vessels that are more refined. That's why even though the lights are drawn by the quartz vessels, the reception of the lights is in the refined vessels. Okay. Africa.
Rav, my friend is asking, how will the words of Zohar be revealed to the nations?
I don't
know. They weren't revealed yet. Revealed means that everybody feels importance in those topics that the Zohar is talking about. It's not that the book itself has to be revealed. No. The book is also written in a style that maybe isn't suitable to this current generation. But we're speaking about the topics that the book of Zohar is speaking about, revealing of divinity to the souls and humans, the modern humans. So that's how it will be revealed.
Moscow 6.
Moscow 6.
Даров. Насколько я понимаю из статьи, тут описываются три этапа исправления.
As far as I understand from the article, three phases of correction here.
No. We're saying that we're already in the end of the sixth millennia. And we need now to actually go through the final stage where the big will to receive is revealed and against it, the high upper light. And we reach Gemar Tikkun. That's why we are called the last generation. We don't need to go through the whole path of 6,000 years now, 6,000 degrees. No. We still don't know. We don't understand. We don't feel what the souls before us have went through. That all the more refined souls are they made their corrections in the previous generations, and all we are remained with is to do what we need to do. That will be the last state. We, with you, are finishing, we're signing, we're sealing the 6,000-year process. Florida.
The end of the sixth millennium is the heaviest vessels, and that's where we begin our corrections, yeah?
Yes, for now that's how it is. Be'er Sheva.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World 10. With your permission, Rav, what we read in item 61, humanity exists beyond 100,000 years according to what we know. Here it talks about 6,000 years. It's like the will to receive and the creator that created everything. So it's only the 6,000 years that the Kabbalah talks about.
Yeah, so what? And before it, they would advance in order to come out of a degree of a monkey to man. So, and today you see humanity. Everybody are humans already, even though that's what they look like. Everything depends on the inner development of man.
I meant in the question that basically the Creator as if created the will to receive and the person that we started talking about 6,000 years ago. Until then, this function of the Creator towards the created being didn't exist.
Correct. 6,000 years ago, a bit less. It's that we count our years of the Hebrew calendar. It's a bit less than 6,000 years. Those are the years from Adam Rishon. He was the first one who discovered this process and told about it and wrote about it. That's why he's called Adam HaRishon, because he was really the first one as Adam, one who connects to the Creator. He was the first one.
It's like until then the Creator didn't bestow on the created beings.
I don't know the calculation once or doesn't one. I'm speaking from reality.
Darom.
Darom, south.
What can we learn about the light from this division?
That we are in the final, last degree, and the light that needs to be revealed in us is a very big light. It's a light that is revealed in all of reality. That's why we need to be responsible for the correction of the whole world. PT 24.
If the light that appears now at the end of 6,000 years is the great light and it basically reaches the highest vessels, like we said, there's an inverse relation between the lights and vessels. The lower vessels basically, in short, my question is, how is it that the higher lights appear specifically in the lower vessels?
In the refined vessels.
But we are the heavier vessels.
There's an opposite value between lights and vessels. You need to go and study about it.
Right, but the first vessel, it was the first millennia, 2 millennia, or second 2 millennia. We are the last and heaviest vessels, so how do the highest lights appear there?
No, the big lights are revealed in the light, the refined vessels, in all the souls that existed in the first and second millennia. But afterwards, there is Gmar Tikkun, where all the vessels, all the vessels connect between them to one Partsuf. And then everybody becomes from the Partsuf of 2000, 2000, 2000 into a circle. A circle, and just as we have circles and straightness, the straightness becomes a circle. And then we discover all the lights and all the vessels, all of us together. That's another great correction to connect the square into a circle. From all the little squares where we correct ourselves, we have to connect into an integral. Where all the little squares, all of them together connect into a circle. Then it's a completely different light. The general desire, where it's all felt as one big common vessel, and the Creator can be revealed to everyone.
So the light of Zohar that will appear is the final end of correction.
Yes.
Ita one.
Ita one.
Buongiorno Rav, domanda per un amico. Good morning Rav, question from a friend. In the last generation, it opens for everyone. Can we hear us?
Nell'ultima generazione,
in the last generation, it opens to everyone the chance to study Kabbalah. this is because of the desire of the general Kli, or there are also individual conditions to take in consideration?
Look, you can always study the wisdom of Kabbalah. But there was a limitation, so people don't get confused, so they won't ruin the wisdom of Kabbalah, that they won't make religions out of it. Anyway, you see what we have. Where did all these religions come from, what we have? It's because the wisdom of Kabbalah was revealed. People started revealing it before due time. So they started speaking about the next world and all kinds of things and ghosts and... But actually, it all came from the corruption. Bala Sulam explains it, that he says there's not only bad in the revelation, but there was also... correction in it. That's called, he swallowed and vomited it. We'll learn about it. That's why everything that was revealed and is ready for Gemar Tikkun. Al-Mata 2. Al-Mata 2.
Good morning, everyone. He says here, that the things that are written in the book of Zohar will be increasingly revealed each time anew. What does that mean?
Well, from day to day, all these things that we die and live, it's not accepted in the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's not taken into account. Haifa 2.
Boker Tov Rav.
Good morning, Rav. What we learn about the lights, do I need to be in acknowledgement and awareness of what kind of light affects me in each and every state?
When you start feeling these lights working on you, you'll start acknowledging them, being aware of them. PT 5.
Yes, Rav, we each time say that these years are inner degrees, internal changes, but on the other hand, it seems like there is a connection to the astronomical cycles. Are we talking about 220 years more to the correction according to astronomical time or inner degrees? Can you put this in the right place?
No, I don't want to put it in order, and I don't want to confuse you. I recommend to only look at Neran Chai, Kachabzon, and our work. How we can put all the Neran Chai into all the five vessels of Kachabzon. That's it.
So from another direction.
There is no time. Do you understand? There is no time. If Einstein wasn't enough, so I'm telling you, there is no time. It's all imagination, our time. And we don't want to be connected to time or motion or place, these corporeal ones. But in order to take an example from it, so we use them. But actually, there is no recollection and spirituality in them.
So time is just the corporeal experience of people living in the corporeal level. But when you start...
It doesn't enter to someone who isn't really in spirituality, so the time, according to his bodily egoistic life, that is time. How much did I get yesterday and what I'm planning on getting today? If he goes into spirituality, as much as I bestow today and as much as I want to bestow tomorrow, so the attitude towards the actions are completely different, and also towards time, which is corporeal and spiritual.
Okay, in the first periods that we went through so far, the 2000 and 2000 and almost another 2000, that was in due time or hastening time? Because he writes, it's like we went through these degrees and went through these degrees, and now is the time for the choice. For
you don't have one without the other. They both exist together. But sometimes more or less according to the period that the souls that are going to be corrected. And don't think that you really determine what times are. What happens, happens. We just need to invest in it as much as we can and not to ask, is this a chishena or beito or bito chishena? Just invest in it and that's it. Except for us, there are still many causes and lights and vessels that can confuse us if we're in bito or a chishena.
So we basically have all the conditions to make all these corrections, and we don't need to think about years. We can just do it.
We want Gmar Tikkun today. Today, you understand?
Yes.
Good.
Internet.
Internet.
Shalom Rav, kama shelot ma internet.
Hello, Rav. A few questions from the internet. Sasha from Northeast is asking, what's the meaning of the previous souls that made corrections and what is up to us to correct?
It's the same vessels from Adam Rishon that corrected themselves, and we don't need to correct them. We are correcting the vessels that are being revealed in us.
Rav Minaria Shoalim,
Naria, they're asking, we're talking about Chabad Chagat Nehi, and there are other places where it talks about Kachab Chagat Nehi. What's the...
Doesn't matter, same thing. It doesn't matter. There are people that count the Sfira of Dat and some that don't. It depends on the way you want to count it. Usually we count it when there's work of our own. Next.
From Kabu 1, they're asking, how will we prevent confusion between corporeal desires and spiritual passion?
Make a simple calculation. Pretend you're dead. What do you have after you die? That's called spirituality.
Richard from Northeast is asking, how do we promise that we remain modest against our pride?
Don't worry. The Creator is stronger than you and all of us, and He will make of us what He needs. If not in the path of Torah, so in the path of suffering, He will subdue us and bring us to the correction, and let's hope it happens quick in our days. And goodbye to all of you. Please, Mister.
So our schedule for today at 1:45 p.m. lesson Israel time will be in lesson preparation 2 to 3.
We're going to continue the same lesson.
What topic?
Introduction to the Book of Zohar.
So afternoon we'll study the introduction.
Or should we keep going from the first lesson? You think
the 15th of Av?
You know what, let's ask.
Right now? Okay, what do we want to study afternoon?
Either the first lesson of today or the second lesson of today.
Okay, friends, so let's do a quick vote so we understand what to study afternoon. Those who want to go to the source excerpts about the Day of Love, 15th of Av, number 1, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, number 2.
Okay, it's clear. So we're going to continue with love. Please.
Okay, so friends, we will meet at 1:45 for lesson preparation, 2 to 3, lesson with Rav Lightman, 3 to 4, Rav continues to lesson with the women, and 4 to 4:30, women continue to their world gathering. We'll continue together. Good day.